Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The voice of the Nats right here on The Fan is our buddy Dave Jagler. Jag, should be a really fun couple of days at Nationals Park, where a bunch of the 2019 World Series heroes are coming home to celebrate the five-year anniversary. 20,000 fans are getting replica rings when they walk into the ballpark tomorrow. Vibes should be high, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be so much fun because this team, obviously, Grant, never had that victory lap in the 2020 season. And by the time, you know, gates open in 2021, a lot of the team was gone elsewhere. And you know, obviously so many guys are still playing now, but the guys who have retired or the few who are still with the organization can be a part of it. And it's, you know, obviously the timing is right with Houston in town. So it should be a fun weekend. I mean, you got to look at the rings. They're pretty cool. So we're going to be cycling guests in and out of the booth Saturday and Sunday. So it'll be great to visit with guys like Howie Kendrick and Adam Eaton and Brian Dozier, you know, guys who are key players in that run in 2019.
Yeah, I saw one of the rings. They sent one over here to the radio station. Not only do they look beautiful,
they look amazing.
They are heavy. I mean, that's a really, really nice replica version of a ring.
So get here early. You're right, 20,000. Let's go.
Jags, and by the way, Houston's in town, and it's a shame they're 6-14 on the season. It's not like I monitor it every day and root against them. But this is, you know, the Nets coming off a nice little road trip here, but I want you to go back to that Houston series. Besides me eating more than you've ever seen anyone eat in game number two because I was nervous, besides that, what's a memory from that run or that World Series where you kind of went, I can't believe what I just saw?
I mean, probably just that the whole way game seven played out. I mean, we were obviously, it seemed like AJ Hinch had the script of what he wanted to do. And Zach Greinke kind of messed that script up by pitching so well. And I remember, you know, after Rendon hit the homer to cut it to 2-1 and Soto drew a walk, I mean, just being delighted and thrilled that they took Greinke out of the game because, you know, Greinke over his whole career had dominated the Nationals with every team that he pitched for. And in that game, you recall, they couldn't even get the ball past him. Like, I think he started a couple of double plays and he handled like four or five chances. I mean, literally couldn't get the ball past the pitcher's mound. And it was almost like a sigh of relief that they finally took him out. Okay, now let's let the offense go to work. And, you know, Kendrick hits the foul pole and, you know, Gerrit Cole was warming up but never came into the game. And they paraded relievers through over the next two innings. The Nationals tacked on one in the eighth and two in the ninth. And when Eaton got that hit to really bust it open, you're like, oh my God, this is going to happen. And this is fine. This is real. And the bottom of the ninth just went by so fast with what Daniel Hudson did as far as retiring the side in order. So just kind of when they took Greinke out, being elated and having that feeling proven to be correct because of how the rest of the game played out.
Mackenzie Gore on the bump for the Nats against Justin Verlander tonight. Gore is sporting a 2.81 ERA. He has not been as much a victim as Jake Irvin of Davey Martinez's inability to let these guys go deep. But I am looking forward to taking the leash off the young arms a little bit and let them stretch their legs some and pitch deeper into games. Do you think we're getting closer to that?
I hope so. I mean, I think they're looking at this as a six-month season. And you know, whatever they, you know, they may say the reins are off, but you know, Irvin's a couple years removed from Tommy John surgery, and you know, Gore and he were both kind of quasi shut down at the end of last season. So I think they're trying to save some bullets for the end of the season. I mean, I think the one issue with Gore, as awesome as he has been, is just the high pitch count. Even his last start, when he punched down 11 in five innings, you know, he was up 90 to 95 pitches, and so they didn't let him start the sixth. Irvin, the last two starts, has been through six in the mid-70s, so you'd like to think that he's going to get the chance here real soon to pitch into the seventh, and ultimately, he's at that low a pitch count rate into the eighth. But right now, those two have been great. I look forward to seeing what Gore can do against this Astros lineup, because he has been electric to start the season. He was kind of my guy to take the step forward this year, but I think Jake Irvin's right there with him. So both have been off to very nice starts.
Jack, speaking of electric, I think we're in now he's a star, like right now this minute territory with CJ Abrams.
Yeah, we are, aren't we? I mean, when he hits home runs, they're not cheapy. I mean, he, you know, that first year when he came up after the trade, kind of felt like the bat was getting knocked out of his hands. He's gotten stronger. He's feeling it at the plate. And, you know, unfortunately for him, it's cutting into his stolen bases because he's hitting so many extra base hits. I mean, he's hitting doubles, triples, and homers. So he has been a huge threat and right now playing like an all-star.
OPS over 1,000, average at 295, already has five homers about every 12 at-bats. He's going deep. Hit a home run over every 30 at-bats at a time last year. Jax, thank you, buddy. We will see you at the ballpark this weekend.
All right. See you guys. Thank
you. See you, Jax.
Dave Jagler, Charlie Slows on the call of Nats baseball tonight, 6:45, first pitch right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.